Neighbors from hell. Home sweet home? Not with a noisy neighbor. Last month, we looked at some celebrity neighbors from hell. This month, we're looking at some non-celebrity, but equally nasty, neighbors from hell. The English newspaper, The Daily Mail, estimates that 500,000 people in the UK moved house last year because of their neighbours. The survey also revealed some of the typical problems we have with our neighbours. 1 in 10 of those who responded said that noise from next door had kept them awake all night at least once. One neighbour played Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You" at top volume day after day. Another did naked exercises in his back garden every day. And another repeatedly flew a model aeroplane into the neighbours' gardens. A number of complaints involved pets. Neighbours' dogs and cats doing their business in other people's gardens is a big one. Barking dogs and meowing cats is another typical complaint, as are vicious, aggressive dogs. Rubbish is another area of conflict. Leaving rubbish outside or near other people's properties is something that angers many, as is leaving your rubbish in the corridor in apartment blocks. Smelly rubbish is also a cause for concern, with many complaining about rotting food or finding food strewn all over the street because a rubbish bag wasn't tied up properly. One couple in Leeds, England, were victims of a year-long campaign of intimidation by their neighbour. She dumped oil on our lawn. She directed a CCTV camera onto our front door. She put nails and glass under the wheels of our car and beamed headlights into our windows at all hours of the night. The mastermind behind this? A 57-year-old retired businesswoman, described by a judge as an expert in mental torture. Sadly, it's often the victims who are punished by being forced to move away. It's still very difficult to take legal action against inconsiderate neighbours, except in extreme circumstance. However, the situation is beginning to change. Ex-Labour Minister Frank Field has called for noisy neighbours to be evicted and housed in steel container homes on the outskirts of towns and cities. Sound crazy? Actually, he got the idea from a similar scheme in Holland. It was introduced after a reality TV programme that followed the Tokkies, a real-life family from hell. People were so appalled at their behaviour that there was national outcry. The government used the container proposal after the success of a trial in Kampen, in eastern Holland. Now, the Tokkies, and others like them, have officially been given the can.